you go to a dealership and they're not really selling you electric vehicles. You have to really go out and seek it. And I thought it was so interesting that on the Super Bowl, there was an electric vehicle ad. I was like, okay, well, maybe this is starting to change and we're going to start seeing electric vehicle ads. But until it's in their face, until it's so hard to get on the freeway and get to work, we're creatures of habit. Our very first episode of Transit Trends was on the casual carpool. I had never lived in a city with a casual carpool concept. I saw that and I was like, let's do a story on it. Maybe discussing this on a platform like YouTube where anyone can come across this, maybe it gets people thinking. I try to keep the writing and the way we talk about things on a very relatable level so that if my mom were to come across that show on YouTube, she might watch it and it may get her thinking, you know, maybe there is someone I can find a carpool with, or, you know, maybe I will check out that B-cycle. It takes someone being frustrated by their situation and then seeing something that interests them to try something new, or hearing about their friend trying something new. If Transit Trends causes people to do that, that's what I would consider winning with Transit Trends.